There we go.
Yeah, we started.
Oh, we did? You can't do that.
What was that every time, though? How are you surprised?
Welcome to No One Is Thinking About You.
Welcome.
Welcome with?
Me. Caroline.
Caroline.
And me.
Hey, Gavin.
You're so quiet.
Sorry, I'll talk louder.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at that. That was bummed.
Okay, so just talk like you mean it.
All right. I mean it.
Okay.
This is No One Is Thinking About You.
Yeah, we went over that.
The podcast.
Where okay. We
talk about... We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, me too.
It's been a little while.
It's been a week, maybe?
I think we did it last...
We did Wednesday.
No. We did it the Wednesday
last
Wednesday.
Yeah, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
What a nice break. I really wish I knew it was 2 weeks ago so I could really appreciate it more.
Yeah. I wish I knew about the good times before they were the good times, the good old days.
You know, like, you try to... Live in the moment, but you forget about the podcast.
Okay, so I guess let's just get into topics right away.
Topic number one, me. Might go. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
My hands are all I'm all nervous.
We got a girl in the room.
No, I think it's because I had my hands like in my armpits.
Oh, that could be it.
Maybe. I don't know if it's sweat from my armpits.
Your hand pits?
Mystery sweat.
Yeah. Do you ever just sweat mysteriously?
Yes.
Is that your topic?
I'm going to say no.
Oh,
yeah, I swear with
the
purpose.
That was the first time. So my topic is, how's your New Year's? It's not even a topic. It's like, how's your New Year's resolution going?
Question.
It's a question.
It's like something, yeah.
So it's funny because I don't think I had a New Year's resolution and I'm asking the question, which is what I said before. So I was like, oh, like, why wait until New Year's to like change your life when you can just do it like whenever? Like, why do I need to like wait? Get a head start.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So, I don't think I have one. Okay, I don't know how it's going either, so I can't answer my own question.
Was that the funny thing you were going to say?
That was the funny thing I was going to say. It's pretty funny.
Really? That's, okay.
Okay.
I didn't say it was funny. I said it was weird. Maybe I said it was like funny like that's tastes funny. Like not like funny like haha, but like this milk's a little funny.
Like,
oh, okay.
Like
like you kind of like you would say like ball like in small letters.
Yeah, it would be lowercase LOL. It's funny because I was actually thinking about the definition of the word LOL and how it's changed. It doesn't mean laugh out loud anymore.
Nope.
It has its own like little meaning, and it's cool how like languages like change like that.
Totally different. Like there's tons of different.
So I've been saying lol this time. I don't know what it means.
Well, I think it changes.
Laughing out loud. You didn't know.
I knew it meant that, but
when was the last time you laughed out loud when you said lol?
Usually when I'm actually laughing, I actually type ha ha
actually?
Ha ha.
Oh, I type lol when I laugh.
Like, or like double lol.
Double lol.
I don't think I often laugh audibly.
Oh, like today?
That's so sad.
you watch lol with Miley Cyrus?
I watched this video, a parody video of that Auntie Fee cooking.
What?
YouTube video. Anyways, I watched a parody video of some other YouTube video that was funny.
Okay.
And I laughed in my office by myself. And then I told my friends that I was laughing, and then you know what they said? They're like, this is not that funny. And I was like, well, they didn't ask for your fucking opinion. I just wanted to let you know.
You're trying to share the experience,
yeah.
Which was what we were trying to do on Saturday, but that's another story.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into
it. So how's your New Year's resolution going?
New Year's resolution. So I'll go off you. I don't make New Year's resolutions as well.
Okay.
So
my topic fucking sucks.
No, it's good. I think it's good. Because like... You know, I think you'll relate to me here, okay. Is when you go to, you know, the people who make New Year's resolutions, like, more power to you, like, if you're doing something changing with your life. But, like, I freaking hate resolutionists. These are the people who, like...
Didn't someone say resolutionist?
That's my word.
Karthik said resolutionist, and then I wrote it down because I love the word so much. I don't think Chris says
it. No, we were talking about the gym.
Yeah, that was with me.
Were you there?
Yeah.
It was on Saturday when you weren't there.
No, I was there with you.
Maybe I'm just confused. Sometime. Resolutionist. Yeah.
But yeah, resolutionists... It's like, you know, when you go to the gym and there's just a bunch of new people and they're like, I'm ready to fucking go, and they have all this fancy new gear and shit, and then they just waste your time for like a month and then they disappear.
Yeah.
Or like you go to do something, I don't know, whatever you're a part of, you know, you're like, I like this healthy food place. I go out frequently and all of a sudden resolutionists show up in January, ruin everything. Freaking worse.
It's like, what's that episode of Family Guy where the leaves just start changing and all the people from like Boston here come and they're like, oh my god, look at the colors of these leaves, and I'm just like, god damn it. Hate all these people. I don't know, it's kinda like people invading your party.
Yeah. You're kinda a hipster too in a little way. You're like, get the hell out of your house here first, but
yeah. But like, it's cool, like good to you for like
you trying to make a change.
Trying to make a change. Yeah. Right? A positive change.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't make New Year's resolutions because I just, if I think of something to start December 31st, I'll just do it December 31st if I can. Like, nothing's open, so you can't go to somewhere else and do it. But like, if you can do it at home, then just start it.
It's kind of funny because it's kind of funny how I'm like this one. I'm like, oh, like maybe in the new year, I'll start being like a vegan or something. Because I've been saying that forever. Like, maybe like a week or two or three or I don't know. How long have I been saying that for? About 3 weeks.
A little while, yeah.
But like, I don't know. I think it's just like a set date. And I don't even know if I'm going to do it. So I don't know if that counts as a New Year's resolution that I'm going to have in the future. But I've been saying it and not doing what I want to do. So maybe I am a resolutionist.
Well, if you say it enough and then you just get yourself to do it. Remember this podcast, how we wanted to, we set a date for ourselves to start. And then we decided that we can just start right away. And we
I don't even remember starting
I remember that. We set a date for us like 3 weeks like of the time that we wanted to start. And we just started the next week. Like we can go.
I think there's a certain appeal to a certain date though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, again, right? Okay, right now I'm trying to go. What am I trying? Paleo. I'm trying to do paleo, and it's difficult. And it's always like it's nice to start on a date. So yesterday was the 1 month start date for me leaving Canada, and so I was like, in that month, I'm going to be doing this, 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 and this. And it's kind of like a nice, kind of like okay, even the 1 second a day filming thing. Mm. It's nice to start on a specific date. And an end on a specific date. It's like a circle. I don't know. I like
you give yourself like
I like structure a little bit. Yeah. I suppose.
And you give yourself a start and you give yourself an end.
Yeah.
So you can actually pace your mind.
Yeah.
In a certain way. Yeah. It's nice to have like a nice start date.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just try to like
it's kind of like gear yourself up towards it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of a way of procrastinating. Like
exactly.
Oh, totally.
A lot of hype. You can build a lot of hype.
You build a lot of hype to like then take a 2 second. Okay, so you need to explain what a 2 second video thing is. So before Gavin and Carly started doing this, I started taking... That's a joke. But like we all decided to start taking like 2 second videos of like every day to like kind of fucking...
make a nice video.
Make a nice video of like our certain time and like a memory collection kind of...
This like, actually started the first day we did the podcast. I think we talked about it.
Maybe the trial podcast.
I downloaded that like app like the day before we did our first episode.
Because I remember you telling me to download it, and I was like, "No, I'll wait till I get to England."
Yeah,
and then I downloaded it yesterday.
Yeah, I wanted one for my summer. I'm always like, "Oh, like I want to do a bunch of cool shit for the summer."
Yeah,
and I'd like to know because like I don't remember last summer. Yeah, I don't know
too.
What happened.
I don't know shit. But this summer,
I
watched the video yesterday, and yeah, I'm like, "Oh yeah, I did that day." And
yeah,
it's
good to remember.
Yeah, so it's really nice to do. Yeah, New Year's resolutions, I try to just get things going. Try not to hype myself up too much.
All right, what about these other two?
Yeah, real resolutions. Your turn.
You're going to be a guest.
Yeah, sorry. it's just so interesting. I don't know. I kind of made one, but not really. Like, I was like, okay, this year I'm going to run like 100 kilometers before the end of August.
Okay.
Which isn't that many kilometers, like when you think about it, but...
This is like spread out over.
Yeah, it's spread over like a long period of time. So I was like, if I run like once or twice a week, I can do it.
Yeah.
I like started off so strong and then like it just kind of. So I did. Right now I'm at like 90 something, so I'm pretty close.
Oh, yeah, you're just like.
Where are you trying to, by when?
By the end of August.
Oh, yeah, so you can do it.
I could do it, but.
You can do that in like a week.
I haven't done it. I haven't ran in like a month, so now it's like. Oh,
it's harder. Okay, just do a kilometer a day and you should be done.
I guess so.
And then you never have to go running again because you met your goals.
Yeah. Yes, that was the point.
You can just buy yourself all the ice cream you want.
Yeah.
And eat all
usually I only run because I like to eat food that's bad
for
me.
That's kind of like, I have dirty bulk every day. I ate two, like half a lasagna today for lunch.
Oh my God.
Because tomorrow I'm going to go burn it off at the gym or something. Like I like to look at myself.
I
don't know.
I'm going to burn off at home.
Doing nothing. But like, you know, I eat a lot because I train a lot. And then you kind of chicken and the egg it. It's an endless cycle.
Yeah. For me, it's definitely I run a lot because I eat a lot. Yeah. It's not like.
Well, it becomes like, you know, after a while, you just start eating because you have to train. And stuff.
I guess so.
But I actually wrote down resolutions that I made internally, not on New Year's Day.
Okay.
So No, I wrote down specifically, I don't make resolutions, I just do things. So oh. Put that on a t-shirt, everyone. Sell it on
Etsy. Check out our web store, no one is thinking about your store.ca.com.
No one is thinking about this store.com.
On behalf of revolutionists everywhere, go fuck yourself. I haven't even gotten to my resolutions yet.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No, finish yours.
Okay, so I started fighting in November last year.
So cool, such an ace.
So that, I was like, I want to compete. So I did that in November. Got to get another fight and stuff. Putting like big numbers in there at the gym. I got a job. That was sick. Didn't really set the resolution or like goal, but I was like, I want to be an adult. So,
everybody has a list of things they want to do. It's just you got to do them.
Yeah.
So I've done that. Finished school, which is like, it was coming anyways. And I wanted to, this is a weird like, not cerebral, spiritual one. Yeah. I was like, become more in tune with my feelings.
That's
and
cool.
So,
how's that going?
Pretty good. I learned that I have a bunch of emotions. Happiness being one, sadness being another. So
that's two
emotions deep.
Good.
Two whole emotions.
Two emotions deep. And get, I'm going to keep looking.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. What are your resolutions?
What
were they?
I'm trying to remember. I know for sure one every year is like go to the gym. Which I have been. I have been doing that quite often, actually, like two or three, four times a week.
We don't have lunch together because you always go to the gym.
I know. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I try to like let you go to because it's important. You want to do that.
Yeah. Right. I never understood why you don't want to go to the lunch at gym.
Don't have time.
To the gym at lunch.
What, the gym? I don't know, man. I can be there eating my burger just like on a fucking stairmaster.
No, it's a nice break in the day. But I feel I'm scared that when I'm done work on Thursday – at the gym, it's like, okay, bye-bye. I'm never going
to
see you.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing else to do all day. Like, sometimes, like today, I have nothing. I was like, I have the whole day. I went to the gym. I was like, I'm not doing fucking anything else. Yeah. Might as well do something positive. And I started my new book because I finished that game. That epilogue, man, they should film that.
I told
that
shit was you.
Unreal.
Context.
Game of Thrones.
Oh. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Have you all?
I read all of
my shit. So, Coldheart.
Okay, yeah. I know. Yeah, that's so good.
I was reading, I'm like, who are these people? What the fuck is going on?
Stoneheart. Stoneheart.
No, yeah,
Lady
Stoneheart. Yeah,
Lady
but
Stoneheart.
For some reason.
Cold Hands. Stoneheart.
Cold Hands. Stoneheart. Yeah.
They said that they weren't going to put her in the show.
No, yeah. I'm so pissed.
Yeah, that was suck my fucking cock. That was the worst thing. But yeah, I read and I started reading. This is a book I've been really wanting to read, recommended to me by Donald Glover.
So I started that today.
No, it was like on a Rap Genius like AMA.
What is the book?
The Mastery by John Green.
Okay.
Is this? Do you need to talk about this a lot?
I talk about this book all the time because I've been wanting to read it. No, I started it today.
So what is it about?
About like how people become masters of their crafts.
Oh, okay.
So, this like, is cool. Napoleon and like Beethoven, like all that stuff. And, like the first two chapters talk about like evolution of people and stuff, which I'll bring up during your I am a boy topic. Or
okay. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's really good. Really interesting.
Okay.
My second one, resolution.
Resolution.
Finish a book. Like writing.
Okay.
Or just in general to write more, which I started to do a lot. And then it's just like, just because I didn't think I'd be working this long at my dad's, to be honest with you.
I thought I was working 2 weeks and then I've been, now my summer's gone. I don't know where it went.
Yeah. Everything gets, and then you work 4 days a week or more. And then when you get home after work, it's actually pretty exhausting.
Yeah.
There's so much to
do. That's funny, because when I get back, I'm like, now that I've wasted my entire day doing this, I better do something productive.
I force myself. You're exhausted, and I like shovel down food, and I go and do stuff, and like, but it's so miserable that 1 hour that you're like, I feel so tired.
Yeah.
And you're like, kick yourself in
the
ass.
Well, that's why there's coffee.
I've just been trying to be like a yes man in the last few months. Yeah. And so, like, tomorrow, so I was all morning, I was like, I got all my work done today. Unknown numbers calling me. Get all my work done today. I won't have to go to work tomorrow, and therefore I can read and I can write all day.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I get a text message from a friend, and he's like, all the Grease people are getting together tomorrow. Come on out.
There's a lot more
hours. I guess I'm going to have to come out.
Yeah, there's more hours in the day
than you think.
Yeah, well, I'll probably sleep in a bit tomorrow, and then I'll have probably like 5 hours to kill.
Tomorrow?
I'm going to hopefully not.
You should write. How's your poetry going?
I want to save this topic for next week because me and Dooley did something fun on the weekend, and I have a poem on my computer called
Shroom Poem.
It's called Shroom Poem.
We'll save it.
Give you a little hint.
I don't even want to know anything about this until next.
It is a pretty good poem.
Can you at least recite your one work that you made on the cottage weekend?
Oh yeah, so we went to the cottage, Best Cottage
One of my friends called. Yeah, and Gavin came, a bunch of other friends.
Yeah, and Terry was showing me his blog about poetry and
I have a friend
short stories.
Who does he does his own like short stories, and he also does six word stories.
Yeah, really good.
Terry does that. Six word stories are really cool.
Yeah,
so into them.
So Gavin wrote this one when we were having
taco night.
And wait, let's just all touch the room right now for Gavin Sutton's reading of Taco Night.
I forget it already. And I wrote it down. Don't worry. Okay, I wrote it down. No, I want to recite it perfectly with
the
six. I was
going to get it tattooed on my chest because it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Is it about tacos?
Is it about tacos?
It is. Sort of. I got like 10 tacos for myself.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ready for this? The dark beans. Dark. Like beans.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
We're just
mastering.
Yeah, it was good.
I also had that the juices were juicy, like
the juices juicy
juices or something.
No, the juice was juicy. The dark beans were dark like beans. Yeah. That was the original. Yeah. And then you had to whittle it down. You had to work it. You were the sculptor. You had to chisel it down. Yeah. Get really down to the core of the bone.
Yeah. Well, the beans were really dark. Dark like beans.
Were they?
Yeah, and they were actually Steph's mom made beans. They're really good.
Oh, so delicious.
Yeah, soda.
I was like an animal eating them. I was just beans everywhere.
Karthik's a vegetarian, so his last taco was literally just beans.
Just beans.
It was nothing else. It was just beans. So I ate them all. Okay. Any other resolutions, Gavin?
I don't know. Probably just like, be happy.
Be happy.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Doesn't work. I was listening today about a TED Talk about just being grateful.
Mm.
And in the TED Talk, he was like, people think that happiness leads to being grateful, but it's the other way around. You got to be grateful first, and then it will lead to happiness, which is interesting. And I might try it. On the weekend, we filmed a music video for my friend Franco. And
this is pretty intense.
Yeah. So like the guy's house that we filmed was 26, and he's like a millionaire already. Yeah. Like it was just crazy. And then he hangs out with people from the ages of like 18 to 30, and all these people were here at the video. And so I was talking to this one kid, Connor. He was just talking about like, yeah, man, I was hanging out with a bad crowd. And then a couple of years ago, I turned it around. I started hanging out with positive people. Started set goals. He makes dream boards or vision boards or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I met this guy. I think his name was Matt. He owned the house. And he's like, yeah, he's been teaching me investments. And I have a goal now. And by 30, I'm going to have $100 million in the bank. He already owns a Benz. He's 19.
Oh, my God.
He bought it new. He put $35,000 down on it.
Man.
Like, come on. I was like
$100 million at 30, man. That's a big goal. And then you're like, you bought a Benz at 19. I was like, okay.
I struggled to get a $38,000 loan for school.
Yeah.
With both my parents co-signing.
Yeah.
And this kid buys a car for $35,000.
Cash.
Jesus fuck. Yeah. But yeah, so anyways, positivity, I guess.
Yeah. No, that definitely works.
Well, you shouldn't compare where you are to somebody else, because that's not a positive thing.
It's a
little more you're ambitious now, more ambitious. He's like a goal to reach, you know, like
exactly.
Yeah, so I think it's cool. Like I look at Bruce Lee's Wikipedia all the time and be like, oh, he could do that and this. I want to do that. And it's just like, okay, well, I'll reach my whatever Bruce Lee state at whatever time that
like the Avatar state.
I can. Yeah. It's positivity and
positivity,
and keep on that grind.
Yeah, keep those resolutions resolutioning.
Yeah, up on a crescendo always.
Always.
Karthik says. Okay, let's move on next topic. I guess.
Is it me?
Yeah, I guess Gavin, you wanted to bring up something.
Yeah, the next three topics are gonna get so heavy.
Oh boy.
Okay. So last week, Robin Williams died. It was very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. Shout out to you, Robin Williams.
Shout out to
you listening.
Moment of silence.
We're back.
Stay blessed, Robin.
Stay blessed. Stay true.
Was he in that movie, We're Back?
I don't know.
So the Museum of Natural History.
Yes. No, he's in Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that with Ben Stiller?
Yeah. He's in all three of them? He's in the new one that comes out.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, that's going to be sad.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, I think it's all just publicly sent. He just faked his death.
Oh, yeah. For Night at the Museum.
Yeah, definitely.
Night at the Museum. That's what he wanted to say.
Everyone's going to say it and be like, RIP, we're Robin's Mr.
It's not even Night at the Museum. It's Night at the Museum 3.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. There's a third one.
Direct to DVD.
Is it?
No.
Straight to Netflix.
Definitely not anymore.
Anyways, so that night, We were on the way home from the cottage, actually.
Last Monday. We were driving in the car, and then you're like, Robin Williams just died. Yeah. I was like, what?
And it got really heavy for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so that night I watched Dead Poets Society, which I always meant to watch. And it was a wonderful movie. And I wanted to talk about it and a lot of the themes and stuff that happened in the movie. I don't know if... I know Caroline's seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've watched half of it.
Karthik watched half of it, which you kind of miss.
This is a pretty good contrast because I've seen none of it. People make references to the movie, don't fly right over my head.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I got the...
Can I spoil it?
Oh, yeah,
Can I just say the plot of the movie?
Yeah.
Basically, Robin Williams comes to the school as an English teacher. He's a brand new English teacher at this, like, boys prep school. Boarding school, I guess, kind of thing. Yeah, they stay there. And there's also a new boy who is played by Ethan Hawke. I think his name is Todd.
Yeah.
And his roommate, Neil, and then the group of friends. So basically, Robin Williams kind of inspires these boys to start this club called the Dead Poets Society, which is basically they go to this cave in the woods.
Wearing cloaks.
Which is really random. Like, where the hell did they all get these cloaks?
And they're not even in England. I thought it was in England first.
No.
Yeah, that's why I like the cloaks. But they're in the U.S. Like, in England, I know cloaks are standard issue. That's why Harry Potter wears cloaks.
Yeah, when I was walking by, like, Buckingham Palace and, like, Westminster, you see all these school kids with, like, cloaks.
Wait, actually, I was just making a joke.
And I thought I was, like, seeing things, and I was like, oh, my God, my Hogwarts, like, dreams are, like, coming
alive. Well, you
also saw
just
cool.
Weirdos.
No, it was like
Harry
little
Potter
kids.
I saw a guy at the grocery store with like a lime green mohawk. I think everybody in Canada has lime green. That's
a
standard issue, right?
Mohawks. Anyways, they go to these caves and they read poetry to each other, either not original or original. And it's so then a little while goes by. The character Neil wants to be in a play. A Shakespeare play,
Midsummer Night's Dream. Yeah.
But his father won't let him. Mm-hmm. His father's really strict. He's played by Red from
That 70s Show.
And basically, he does it regardless. Robin Williams kind of, not pushes him to do it, but he's just like, you should do what you want and your father should understand.
Yeah.
And then he does it and his father gets really pissed off. And that night at home, after the opening night, everyone's like cheering for him. Everyone's really happy for him. And then his dad takes him out of there and is like, okay, you're going to military school now. And the boy's like, oh my God, I'm going to leave all my friends, my family, and I'm not going to be able to do what I want.
Yeah.
And he doesn't speak. He has no like voice to his father. That's Robin Williams' advice is just like, talk to your father, express yourself, which will get to your topic, I guess, kind of. And then that night he gets his father's gun and he kills himself.
What the?
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, spoiler.
You mentioned this. I didn't know that.
So he kills himself, and then there's a really sad scene where the parents rush down. They're like freaking out.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then the boys at school find out, and Todd, the new kid, is like freaks out.
Yeah.
And then the school tries to pin it on someone. So they try and pin it on Robin Williams because he kind of like made the kids think for themselves and not be in conformity kind of thing.
Yeah.
So. Basically, Robin Williams gets expelled from the school because all the kids are forced to sign this agreement that's saying that Robin Williams did like force this kid basically to kill himself.
Yeah.
And he was doing unethical shit. And at the end, they all like stand on their desk and say like, oh, captain, my captain, as a sorry. They're saying sorry to Robin Williams. And that's how the movie ends. But there's a lot of things in the movie when I was watching it that I wanted to talk about. Maybe we'll get to them today. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I'll get to it more when your topic comes up, one of them. But Carpe Diem was a big one, which basically means like live for today.
Seize the day.
Seize the day. How can we talk about that? I can't phrase it as a question. What do you guys do anything to seize the day now? Like I'm, as I said before, I'm trying to be a yes man. Like I literally say yes to everything I can possibly do.
Okay. What are you doing to carve out your own yeses? Okay, that's not what I mean.
I understand.
Like, do you,
before I didn't
instead of being asked, what do you do to lead your life? Because saying yes isn't seizing the day. It's kind of going along
with the flow.
Whatever. It's like going with the flow, which is good. It's great.
Yeah.
But what do you do to take matters in your own hands and carve your own path?
I think it's a one step at a time process. Because before I didn't really do anything and I was very like, I'm very introverted.
Yeah.
I stay at home a lot. I like I like being introverted. I like staying at home, watching movies, reading books. So other people ask, and I'll say yes now, as opposed to before I'd make an excuse.
Yeah.
I'm going to England now, which is kind of like I've had to try and carve that path out for myself. It's been very difficult, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's good.
And then from there, I'll figure out the next step. But it's always just kind of like, yes, I'll do this. Because I want to have memories, live for today, blah, blah, blah.
Cool.
Next person. What are you doing for Carpe Diem?
Carpe Diem.
How are you seizing the day?
Try to set some goals for my days and like plan them out a little bit and then actually just do them. Because it's really easy to be like, I'm going to do this, this, and this today and then play League of Legends all day. So I, like you said, Karthik, you got to finish the song. The drums for the song on the weekend.
The
oh man, they sound so nice. And
oh,
I,
you did
I,
it!
I added some extra stuff. And I was like, God. I told my mom, like, I kept telling my mom, she's like, you got to make dinner tonight. I was like, got to work on these songs. I got to do all this stuff. Let's go right now.
That's
we got to do
best
this.
News I've heard.
So, and like, I've been working on stuff. You know, just set goals for myself and I try to get it done. Today, I wanted a coat rack in my room, in my office, and I was like, I went and I was like, do we have any coat racks? They're like, no. I was like, can I buy one? I saw one for $6 across the street. They're like, sure. And there's a nice ass coat rack. Put it up. That one looks dope and it has a carpet in it now. So, seize the day. Got a coat rack. A quiet coat rack.
Bro, if you want to do something and then you say you're going away to do it,
yeah.
It's very, feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
and then when you accomplish it too.
Yeah. Like, I wanted a new tapestry for my room.
Yeah.
Fucking that day. Like, I'm always like, if I don't do something right away, I'll either like put it off to later, but like, I need to do things like right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, I need a carpet for my room and I need a tapestry. And I was like, left when I got it.
Or, yeah, like, a tapestry now?
You haven't seen it? You never come over.
It's only been 2 weeks.
It's a long time.
I've been very busy.
We have the same job.
I know, but I have shit to do after school, too.
After school.
Anyways. Yes.
Well, seize the day. Come look at my tapestry. It's really cool.
Also, like, I get rides from my dad every day, or I go straight to Pickering.
Yeah, come.
I'll come.
How are you getting home today? You want to take the bike over my house?
I might be. We'll talk about this.
We'll see how that goes. Anyways. Yeah, you just need to do things right away. Like, the coat rack thing, I like that. Especially with things that you need to buy.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, I need this right now. I was like, well, okay, and I'll go and I'll do it.
Oh, but sometimes, like, though, I find if you seize the day too hard at buying stuff, you're left with no money.
Yeah.
So do you ever do the incubation thing where I'll, like, be like, I like this, I'll try it on at the store, and then I'll leave and go, and then I'll go back, like, 2 weeks later, and then people will be like, oh, hi, do you need anything? I'll be like, yeah, I want this exact thing. I know every single aspect about it.
Yeah. It's funny. I looked at that with like supplements, like workout supplements.
Oh, really?
Like, I called like GNC, like the one in Liberty Village, like I had, and I was like, hey, okay, I need the like specific brand, like this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have this, this, and that. And I'm like, okay, fuck, you don't have what I want. I was like, I had like a backup plan because I already knew research on like everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll go. And I was like, got this and that. And I was like, okay, cool.
That's good. Yeah, I do that a lot.
Too. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I like sit on things and I think about them.
Is it daycare line?
I don't know, like, I just set, like, little goals for myself. Like, nothing, like, big, like, I don't know.
Nothing big as a coat rack?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's pretty huge. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, like, little things that I know I can accomplish, so at the end of the day, I'm not like, oh, damn, like, I suck. I didn't do this thing that I said I was going to do.
Yeah, it's hard, because you
sometimes
can...
you forget things, but I think, like, your brain kind of makes you forget on purpose.
Yeah, I know,
like,
what you mean.
You know, like, you're like, oh, like, I need to do this, this, and then you're like, okay, what else am I supposed to do? And then you forget, and the next day, you're like...
Yeah.
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
But I still like, I don't know. So what are your little goals that you set for yourself?
I don't know. Well, it's really cheesy because, like, I guess we'll get into it, but, like, I suffer from depression, so, like, I set myself, like, little, like, emotional goals mostly.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Tell someone that you love them or, like, ask someone, like, something nice. Like, I don't know, because for me, doing nice things for other people or saying nice things to other people makes me feel better.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
So, like, I'll make sure, like, okay, so today I have to tell, like, so many people that, like, this nice thing or, like, even, like, listening to your podcast was one of my goals. Like, I was like, oh, he keeps tweeting this thing. I should check it out. And so then finally I did, and I was like... You know what? I'm going to listen to his podcast and then I'll just tell him how great it is.
And then you fell into a well.
And then I fell into the well. Yes.
So how's being on the podcast? Is that like a little goal? Like, is it like a little uncomfortable to come in and be like, okay, now I'm going to go here.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Strangers' voices from the computers and we're going to talk in a room.
It's true. Yeah, you guys are strangers too.
I'm a total stranger.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
Is it weird?
It's not weird.
No,
it's
like,
just...
when I listen to, lots of podcasts.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw Pete Holmes, because I listened to Pete Holmes' podcast. I was like, this is not how I picture this guy to look. Cash Levy, I
think he's
not.
Fat and like a bearded man.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he's a skinny,
skinny bald dude.
Yeah, no, I want him to be like a nice, like,
Shy.
Yeah, like imagine to be like this nice, like big homie kind of guy with like a nice beard and the glasses. And...
No, man.
Like when I saw TJ Miller on, when Gavin told me he's on Silicon Valley, I was like, wait, that's that guy?
Yeah.
What? I hated that. Like, that guy looks so gross. Yeah.
So, I love TJ Miller.
Do we match our voices? Is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of knew what you guys looked like.
I guess it was a picture.
Because, yeah. Because, like, I don't know. I've known him for, like,
that's true.
How long? So,
surprise. Surprise.
I don't know. It was always, like, mutual friends or, like, you may know.
Yeah. A lot of lurking went on. We, you know, it was all documented.
We'll get to it.
Definitely. It all happened on the podcast, too. So it's, like, it's all recorded in history.
Yeah. Okay. So. Is that the end of Carpe Diem?
Yeah, Carpe Diem, move on. What else do you want to talk about?
I feel like I just told everybody that the way I seize the day is I buy things.
Actually,
so I'd like to change my answer. Try and do stuff I like.
Yeah.
You know, do what you like. Well,
like yeah, I like having a good time.
Yeah, I like having a good time, having fun.
No, but one thing I specifically actually want to point out, because you're saying that, in my 1 second a day video thing, I specifically don't put in any videos of me getting new stuff. So, like, I try to make every video an event or something. Yeah. Not physical.
I've never even thought about
goods.
That.
Like, I bought these new boots. They're really cheap, but I didn't put that in my video. I went shopping. Like, if I went shopping, I'll put some funny moment from when I went shopping, but not, like, here's my haul. I'm not doing that to remember. No. So,
I think I'd do it if I got a new guitar.
Oh, I guess a new guitar, but you'd be jamming on it.
Something that means a lot, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I bought the Magician's Land today. I don't know if anyone knows what that is.
No.
Is that Magic Book?
Yeah, it's the newest one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you talked about
it. And I'm really stoked on that. So.
Alrighty.
Oh, we have this, like, inside joke with, like, Chris Angel.
Chris Angel?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. Okay, what's the more Deadpool Society?
Well, I'm going to bring that up in... when we talk about your guys' topics.
So you want to move forward?
Yeah.
What's your...
Either Caroline or Carson?
Do you want me to... I can talk about...
We can go like good, like nice...
Circle?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So my topic is... what's it like to be a guy? Or what's it like to be a girl? Since we finally have a girl on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
This is like kind of getting into feelings and ish.
I have the image up here.
If you can read out. So there's this image that I saved. It's some poster that's... It's really good to... This goes into Caroline's topic of understanding gender roles and like, you know, pressures that society places upon people. That's what I really want to get
into. Caroline's topic. I think that's your topic.
Sorry? No. I mean, like, Caroline's topic gets, like, understanding emotions and stuff.
Okay.
And emotions.
Okay.
Like, this... I'll talk about...
Yeah, okay. So you want me to read this? Or do you want to read it?
Yeah, you can read it a lot, so...
Okay. For every girl who is tired of acting weak when she is strong, there is a boy tired of appearing strong when he feels vulnerable. For every boy who is burdened with the constant expectation of knowing everything, there is a girl tired of people not trusting her intelligence. For every girl who is tired of being called oversensitive, there is a boy who fears to be gentle, to weep. For every boy who is whom competition is the only way to prove his masculinity, there is a girl who is called unfeminine when she competes. For every girl who throws out her easy bake oven, there is a boy who wishes to find one. For every boy struggling not to let advertising dictate his desires, there's a girl facing the ad industry's attacks on her self-esteem. For every girl who takes a step toward her liberation, there is a boy who finds the way to freedom a little easier. Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's
okay. So,
That's the poster.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to read that.
Yeah.
And get in the headspace of stuff that you kind of relate to there, if anyone has anything like that.
Totally.
I can get the ball rolling.
Yeah, please.
With this competing thing, I always actually have self-doubt about the whole boxing and fighting. And it's like some kind of macho thing I do. And like I try not to be overly macho about it. Like I don't talk about it much. I don't brag about it. I don't go try to pick fights with anyone or do anything. Like,
it's your ace in the sleeve, bro.
Yeah, it's my ace in the sleeve. I just like keep it hidden at all times.
I
but
really
It's the cutest thing in the world.
For every guy who doesn't take notes, there's a girl who does.
For every guy who takes notes on his phone, there's a girl who has really cute notes. There's stuff about, you know, guys. There's a line there about guys just, you know, can't be emotional or whatever like that. I actually, one, my New Year's resolution or my just life resolution to get more in tune with my emotions. Actually, bro-ing on this podcast with you guys and just doing our bro date lunches and I find more and more, I figure out more about myself, but other people. And it's nicer to find out that people do feel the same.
Mm.
and people, and it's, you know, there's like a lot of taboo about don't talk about this, don't talk about that. But I feel like this podcast is like a nice.
This is so weird because I don't feel that way at all. About well, for,
yeah, see, that's yeah. the thing. You don't feel about that. That's what helps with me because you never feel like pressured to not. I always feel like you're like, I talk about everything. I do whatever I want. I just do it.
No, I don't feel pressured. And like gender roles, I don't believe. Like I do and I don't, be only because like of like evolution kind of thing. Like
yeah,
because like I was actually talking to my old roommate like one day about like how like women like there's evolved like the whole hunter gatherer thing like. Their hips evolved a certain way, so they couldn't like run a certain way, and then eventually things have changed.
Yeah,
and now I think we're in this really cool place where gender roles are kind of disappearing. Like I don't think they're as prominent as they were like when our parents were kids. And, like,
oh yeah,
when our
for
parents
sure.
are older, like it doesn't really matter, kind of thing. Like,
I think I agree completely that it's disappearing. But I remember on Saturday you said something like we are born into a world that's already made
yeah.
or something,
yeah.
which goes back to like we were brought up in a time where. When we were young, if we were doing anything effeminate, quote unquote,
yeah.
feminine, or like I remember liking Backstreet Boys when we were young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to admit that between after like first grade, or else we'd
oh,
be
really?
Called like gay or
For
something.
Me, at
and
my
we'd
school,
be really scared because gay at the time meant bad. If we were children, yeah. we didn't know any better, but we did grow up in that
better.
World. We know yeah. better, but I'm just saying that there is still a stigma. Around it, which shouldn't be there, but it still is there.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it never really stopped us.
No, but
I don't know.
Like wearing like girl jeans. Like I didn't. I was like 14, like in high school, like wearing chick pants. Like,
yeah, but that was a.
that was like a. That was
okay.
In.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was cool. Okay.
And just because
not in my school.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, and that's the
possibly.
Thing, though. Even though it was okay, like for you, like it was still like probably difficult for like. The other boys around
yeah.
you to kind of like fit that into the paradigm in their brain
yeah.
of like this is what a man
like,
is.
Yeah, they're all like your
pants. I wore eyeliner for like the whole first grade 9, but I didn't really admit it to anybody. People,
yeah.
like I probably told like Ian,
yeah.
friends, but I remember specifically people being like, are you wearing eyeliner? I'm like, no.
Yeah, you'd always say no. I remember
I'd
that.
I always say no because I didn't want them to be like, oh, faggot. Like, it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But remember, that was the world we grew up
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I remember for Halloween. We dressed up as like goths or something, and then I came, and then I went home, and my mom was like, "Why are you wearing eyeliner?" I was like, "We dressed up for Halloween." She was like, "That's not allowed. You can do everything else with that." I was like, "Man, you're flipping out for nothing."
Oh my gosh!
I was like, "If you're scared that, like, I don't know that I'm gonna be a goth, or are you more scared that I'm gonna be gay? Because being a goth is pretty scary. If I was sacrificing ghosts and shit."
Yeah, I agree that. In the next generation, we'll have it easier, and then the generation after that, we'll have much yeah. easier.
You always hope that, at least.
Yeah.
Right?
But we're like right now, we're 20-somethings speaking for 20-somethings who grew up in a world where it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that sucks, but it was just what we know.
Yeah, and there's like, you know, I want to go back to one of the other things listed there, too, is with girls acting dumb and guys have to know everything. I always feel
sure.
that pressure with like at home. It's like, I have to know everything. If there's like my little brother's not, doesn't have to know anything,
yeah.
but I have to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if I don't know something, my family's like, you're stupid. And I'm like, so I constantly, and that, you know, pressures me to be smarter all the time, which I enjoy. And I enjoy knowing everything. So I try to learn a lot, but like, I'm always like, man, this pressure of like, if I can't get this to work, everyone's gonna be like, God, I think you fucking suck. and then I wish my sister would stop acting like a baby. And I was like, you know how to do this. You're just pretending. And then I started calling her out on her bullshit like that. She's like, yeah, I do. And I was like, stop playing into that. Like, be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and like, smart girls are the best.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of sad. I started watching The Mindy Project.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she's like smart and up and snappy with all her stuff. And like, really like, I know what I want and I'm going to get it. Is odd to watch. Because I'm so used to girls kind of being a little ditzy-ish. And not like, sharp. And I'm going to... But like, you know, you're going to say something to me and I'm going to just be right back. Like, I'm not used to that. So it's weird to watch. And then I was thinking about it today. It was like, why is it weird? Like, why is this not more, I don't know, common? Mm-hmm. So.
I don't know. I just think some people are stupid.
Oh, yeah. Some people are so stupid.
Like, you don't have to pretend to be stupid if you're stupid.
Yeah.
Because you are stupid.
Some people, I think, do play up the stupidity just to make it easier for themselves. I'm like, man, why?
Just to be, I think it's just kind of the negate. Is that the right word? Responsibility?
Yeah.
Just kind of like tuck out of it. Be like, oh, like I'm not responsible for this because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I don't like that. Huh?
I don't
Why
know.
Why do you do that?
For me, it's like at work, a lot of the male employees think that I have what they call an abrasive personality.
What do you work, by the way?
An abrasive personality. I work at a shoe store.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. It's not a big deal. But like they think that, yeah, I'm abrasive. And I don't think I'm abrasive. I think I'm pretty nice. So,
yeah.
But I think it's because I take on this like role where like, okay, you have to do this, like, or I'm telling them you did that thing wrong, so do it right next time. And I think that because I'm taking, like, this leadership role where I know more than them, they kind of turn around and they're like, wow, she's such a bitch. And I'm like, I just want you to do your job, right? Yeah. Like, I don't want you to do it wrong again and then get in trouble. So, I don't know. And then so I definitely see that I should know more than them.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. I think girls have it really tough as soon as you get, like, if you demand anything,
yeah,
like, oh, she's a bitch. But if the guy does it, it's like, oh, he's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Asshole's not as bad as being a bitch.
Yeah.
And I never even say it in a mean way. I'm just like, hey, I noticed you did that. Like, maybe try and do it this way instead.
Yeah. Stop being such a fuck up.
Yeah, some basically.
Being told, like, what to do.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. All the girls like me.
That's weird. That's really weird, actually, because normally it's always like, all the girls hate me. But pretend like they like me and all the guys.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe they're pretending, but they don't tell me that I'm abrasive.
Okay. Well,
I have a lot to say on this topic.
Okay, yeah,
I
don't know
if someone else should go first before I...
Nick?
Well, it's just like...
What's it like to be a guy?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, hypermasculinity, and, like, I remember, like, reading about it in, like, hip-hop and, like, whatever, like...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever school projects. I'm into it. It's cool. sorry. I haven't been able to think as fast as I can talk right now. I'm going down a bit. I don't know. What's it like to be a guy? I don't have any of these pressures. Like, I feel like I'm just like, I'd like to do what I like to do. So, Gavin, if you would talk about a lot of this, I'd really like to hear it.
I want to point this out. Like, this is not crippling pressures that I feel.
No.
But, like, once in a while, I'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, like, this was kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, like, it'd be like,
maybe I'm just not observant.
Yeah, for me, like, once in a while, I'll be like, yo, this is kind of fucked up. But, like, I guess it's over now. A lot of times it's in retrospect, I find, that, you know, situations are, you're like, why was it like that? And why do it, now we do it differently. And it's like, why were we so dumb?
I feel like males were, and females, but speaking on behalf of myself, like, we are pressured to act a certain way and to be a certain type of person. Like, you are, out of everyone I know, you are like the alpha. You know what I mean? Like, you act like the alpha.
But I've always been like kind of...
I wouldn't say that.
Like, not bossy.
I guess.
But like, it's always been kind of like how I am. And then I guess there was a time in my life where I wasn't like that. And I think that's who you keep referring to.
I don't know.
Because you're like, this is who you are. I know you. And then it's like change is bad, but it's not.
No, I know what you mean. I just feel like, I don't know. I'll just get into mine thing.
Okay. I feel like we're just leaving so much.
No, I don't know.
Everything is so vague.
Everything is so vague. No, I don't know. Maybe when this, it'll fresh my memory.
Gotta keep growing. That's all.
Yeah.
Keep growing.
I got so much. The fight with Ian, remember that? Me and Ian got in this fight.
Well, let's reference this. Sure. Went to the cottage. I brought up all my fighting gear, and we made Ian and Gavin fight.
Yes.
This wasn't like a fight; they were mad at each other. It was literally strap up. You guys are gonna duke it out.
It's
like
a good time.
It was a tussle.
Thing like you definitely noticed was like you and Terry fought.
Yeah.
Me and Ian fought, and Steph watched.
Oh yeah, I wanted Steph to fight. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we wanted her to fight, but she didn't. But there was that. But the fact that I kind of wanted to fight, but I was like, I don't really want to fight.
Yeah, you didn't really want to fight. I felt kind of bad afterwards.
I know, and because like I'm not like that super machoistic guy who has to like prove himself by being super strong and fighting.
Yeah.
But after fucking Ian punched me in the face, I was like, maybe I have to be more machoistic and like learn to fight. But it was just like, but why should I? Kind of thing.
You don't really need to.
It was a really weird thing.
I'm glad you did it though. I'm glad you're a yes man there.
Fun.
I think it was
for a little while.
It's fun. Yeah, I think you're okay.
Yeah,
it's a good experience, right?
Yeah.
It's
fun. It's fun to watch it too.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Especially if you were a little more forward with it, you probably could have kicked Ian's ass.
I think me and Terry should have fought, and you and Ian should.
Oh no,
fought.
Terry, you don't want to fight Terry. Terry hits really hard.
Does he?
Terry can't really control himself.
gosh.
Yeah. Oh, God. So, that's why I fought Terry, because I was like, I know Terry. Like, Terry's like, I can't control my legs, because he'd just be throwing them as hard as possible. Okay. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm used to this. Like, I fight heavier guys than that, so like, it's not too scary for me. I didn't want Terry like to knock anyone's head off by accident. Ian's a wild card, though, so I wasn't sure. That's why, like, I thought he would be a little more reserved, but he wasn't. He wanted to tire you out, he said. And then he's like, yeah, Gavin could have kicked my ass if he was a little more assertive.
Maybe it was Ian who was trying to prove a point by being able to fight you.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it could have been,
yeah. Yeah. So who's really in the wrong?
Yeah, you had tattoos.
There's no wrong. All right. There's no wrong path. No, there's a bad path, just the wrong path. Yeah. Okay, so songwriting is another thing. I remember I got really... Whenever I'm not in a band, I feel like I have no outlet. It's weird. I can say a lot of things in songs that I can't say in person.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like it's more acceptable to say in a song and write flowery stuff than it would be just to say it. And that goes, it's kind of the same as
I can contribute.
Okay. Go for it first, then.
So on Saturday, we watched a movie again for the third or fourth time I've seen it. It's Zac Efron's That Awkward Moment.
Yeah.
Great movie. do you remember when he's sitting they're in a coffee shop, him and the guy who's dating his friend who's a girl. He's like, go tell her how much you feel about her. Like, what do you like about her?
Yeah.
And then he starts telling her like all these things. I'm like, I've never once has this ever happened to me. Or I've been like, tell me about the things you like about your girlfriend. I'm so interested to hear.
See, but that's what I was trying to say to you before.
Yeah.
How we used to, as kids, we used to like sit up and talk about like, oh, we like this girl and feelings, that's and we
like
talk
a,
about feelings,
it's
but
like
we
a
haven't.
Thing. It's like a, I think it's. A
I guess,
thing.
But it's kind of bullshit. Like I think I talked to Karthik about like feelings before. I'm sure
we force it out just to like write stuff. I remember we like, sit there and be like, okay, we're gonna write about this. Let's just talk about it. And it was really nice. I actually enjoyed that. We should.
That's what. Yeah, I like. That's what I was talking about in Dead Poets Society where they talk about poetry and stuff. And this one kid took carpe diem in a kind of a wrong way. He's the kid who wrote a girl poems and he like went to her school and read it to her and it was really weird and she was like not, I felt like she wasn't into it.
No.
And then she fell asleep on a couch drunk and he kissed her and she had a boyfriend and it was just so strange.
Yeah, it's kind of rippy.
But like in the thing there was like no macho bullshit. Everyone was really accepting. When I first saw this one character, I forget his name, he walked in the room and he looked like an asshole, like the archetype character, an asshole. Mm-hmm. And then he's just like, oh, hey, bud, like, we're all accepting each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was
really everyone come out and, like, do this stuff with us. And
hey, nerdy kid, what's up, bro? He's like, hey, I'm cool.
Yeah.
He's like,
there was no...
Are you the stereotypical nerdy kid? Like, you're ginger and you have big glasses
on. No, everyone was friends. Everyone talked about feelings and poetry. And it was just like, this was so weird to me watching it because I was like, this is not a typical movie. This is not what happens in real life.
Yeah.
Like I think, that's the point of it. It's supposed to like break the conventions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird though. I assumed it was just, if you're a white boy in a prep school and really rich, I guess you all have to be friends anyways. What do you have to be angry about?
Can't say that though.
I know, it's true. know. It's really dismissive, but.
Yeah, look at Robin Williams right now.
But anyways, that's what I imagined. It was like, okay, if you go to prep school in England, in America, and you're supposed to be English, and I guess you have to, you're that's the best friend formula. Everyone is best friends there.
I guess so.
Yeah. In this imaginary world.
And we've talked about this before, but like being a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Like being a man, you have to like, you don't have to. And it's stupid.
But, if that's
but you feel it's a responsibility to be the strong one in a relationship. Yeah. And it's like, it's definitely affected my relationships in the past where I felt like I have to take a lot and not be able to speak or else like, I don't want to burden anybody kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have to be this like solid thing. And it's stupid. I know that.
I think it depends on the relationship.
Yeah.
Because like there are people who do need a rock.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
but that's also a problem.
Yeah.
Well, if they need, like, I don't know. It's.
I think, for me, the rock thing is weird because it's maybe because I'm bred into it. Because, like I enjoy being the rock. It's fun.
Yes, but and only I think, for a certain amount of time.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So like as I get more mature, I think I actually, before I didn't like it. And now as I get more mature, I enjoy it and I find comfort in that. And, you know, kind of the making people happy makes you happy kind of thing. So, you know, if I can take this on and then that, and I have my outlets now too, where I bro with like, you know, this podcast, I'm more, you know, I talk to people more openly about stuff. I connect with a lot of different friends that, you know, offer something different and people with, you know, multiple walks of life. That helps a lot. So, yeah, it is a burden. It does toil on you a lot, but it's like this weird
Sometimes you got to be Jack Shepard. Sometimes you got to be Hurley.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to watch Lost and not understand any of that.
Yeah. Well, like,
I feel like there's definitely a better comparison than Lost. Besides Jack and it would have been Jack and Locke, I would have shown. Or Jack and Sawyer.
Well, Sawyer, like...
Sawyer's the macho man and Jack's like the feeling man.
But Jack was also the leader.
Sort of.
I don't know, sometimes you're Superman, sometimes you're Clark Kent. What are you
going to do? That's good. I like that one.
Okay.
I was going to say Spider-Man, but like, everything I say is Spider-Man, so we're going to go Superman this time.
You just miss Spider-Man a lot, too.
So, okay, so you're, sometimes you're Peter Parker, sometimes you're Spider-Man. Bruce Wayne, Batman.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know, like, roll with it.
Just roll with
be
it.
Be the
like
rock and roll with it.
Rock and roll?
Yeah. Man, yeah.
Nick is such a get-em attitude. Nick is so, like...
Not lately, though.
Well,
actually, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, there almost feelings came out.
And then they crawled back.
There we go. Point proven.
I don't know how to express feelings.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes.
Well, I don't have any. I can't explain. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, any more, Gavin? He said you had a lot to go.
I think that was it.
That was mostly it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to hear more about Caroline's stuff.
Yeah, okay, so the last final topic, are we there?
Oh,
no, I just
want
to hear more about, like, what's it like to be a girl? This is why I brought this topic specifically, because we have our guy bro moments where we just, you know, I was one perspective, and I've been trying to work on, like, you know, getting an idea of what problems girls have. I like to go on the Reddit troll X chromosomes to get the funny problems, I like to get the actual chromosomes problems. You know, go on those feminism things, look at the men's rights activists to see what they're complaining about.
Yeah, because I don't believe in feminism. Oh, that's worse than I thought it would be.
And just random things, you know, like body acceptance and all those. Like, I like to go and look around on those just to find out, like, what people think. So now I have a real-life girl in front of me. Gonna talk to
real-life girl.
Time. Oh, my God, boy. So exciting.
I've met one of you before.
Okay.
Do you want
nice
to see my sweaty
you.
Hands right now?
Sure.
She's touching his hands right
know.
Now.
Yeah, totally. Real life touching.
Oh, he did it. Oh, my God.
That's like 1/8 of a handhold.
Yeah. 1/8, exactly.
Carly's got cooties now.
Oh, my God. Ew.
Oh, it's on my computer.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
I don't know. Well, quickly, I just want to touch on, like, men and feelings and stuff. And you posted the thing where it was like, about men committing suicide,
it was
the noble thing to do because, like, he couldn't support his family or whatever.
Yeah,
that's pretty fucked up. But I think that kind of speaks to, like, the patriarchy and, like, how men are supposed to be, like, the solid rock, like you were talking about. But if you can't perform that duty, then it's like, why am I even alive? And it's kind of like the samurai, like, honor killings where it's like, oh, I've dishonored my tribe or whatever, and now I must kill myself because I'm basically useless.
Harakiri.
And or seppuku or whatever. And I think it's kind of sad that, like, I don't know. I think you do need feminism because it kind of fights that.
I think Nick is saying that.
I know. I mean, like, in general.
Well,
because it's not like about, like, oh, women, like, they need, like, we need to fight for women to be equal. But it's, like, also, like, men who, they suffer from the patriarchy as well.
Yeah. I feel there's a lot of
macho bullshit that goes along with being a guy.
Yeah. So. No, I feel there's a lot of, like, feminism that's, like,
Some
of it's really kind of ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. So, then that's not real feminism.
Yeah, you can't
people
go to the Tumblr
of
action who's just like, kill all men, robots. Like the ladies who go to the UFC protest things.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Those, and
oh,
like,
God, they're like the worst. They're just like, oink, oink, you pig. And it's like, this is like a guy. Why are you spitting hot? Like, that's just, treat him like a human being still.
But but if I was like, come here a minute so I can fucking kill you because you spat on me. It's like, wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. It's hard when there's like.
It's like I'd say a lot of really demeaning things to their gender if someone spat on me because I was.
Oh
like,
yeah. If somebody spat on me. Yeah. If somebody spat on me in general, I would just knock them out. Like,
well,
that's one of my lists of things.
There's extremes in like every kind of movement.
religious.
Yeah.
Fanatics
even religious fanatics.
You know what's going on in Ferguson right now? Do you guys hear about that?
Yeah that's pretty fucked up.
I can't even believe that's in America.
Yeah. I know. Like, I think actually.
I thought it was Ferguson. Like where? Like in like. Somewhere fucked up that I've never heard of.
Like Somalia, country. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, no. But it's like literally like 16 hours away from me. Like,
yeah.
Someone tweeted like, so when is the United States going to send peacekeeping troops to like restore freedom in the United States? And I was like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's really true.
But I don't know, girls. I recently got into like a Facebook comment argument, which I hate. They're so stupid. Okay. But like, I didn't even know the guy, but like my friend had posted a thing about like street harassment and like how girls experience it, like basically on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. Is this the video? It's funny because I whistle at girls on my bike every day.
Oh my God. No. Don't do it.
You're the problem. This is the one that's making fun of her, right? So it's just like the guy is walking up. He's like, hey, I'm going to yell at you because I feel insecure about myself. Is that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And okay. Then there was like another one where like, it was actual women like expressing like real like street harassment experiences that they'd had.
Okay.
And so this guy was arguing with another girl in the comments, but I was like, I don't want to get involved in that bullshit. So I just kind of commented just on the content of the video, not on anything that he was saying. And then he just started attacking me. Like, I don't know you. And he's like, I said how for me to walk by like a construction site, I like get afraid. I like walk like with my head down and like I fold my arms because it's literally like every time you walk by, a man will be like, hey, sweetie. Hey, sweet cheeks. Hey, honey, come over here. Blah, blah, blah. Stupid bullshit like that. And it's like, I know that they don't always mean it in like a, they don't understand that it's like a negative thing, but like it's total like objectification. Like, like I'm only here for you to stare at me and like comment on how I look. And then he started saying I should grow some balls and not be afraid to walk by a construction site and just hold my head high and like call them out on it. And like, I do call them out on it almost every time. I'll turn around and be like, hey, shut the fuck up. Like, leave me alone. And he just started like attacking me personally, even though he doesn't know me. And he was like, guys would be so happy if girls, you know, catcalled us the same way that guys catcall girls. And I was like, I don't think you understand. Like, it's nice to be like,
I like
hey,
when guys tell me that I'm jacked.
Hey, like, yeah, you look nice or whatever. Like, there's a difference between actually complimenting someone
and, just,
and then, like, literally just.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't, like, across you, like, hey, you look nice. Like,
yeah, yeah, kinda, well, then you weird. Shouldn't, you shouldn't be doing thing? It. No, yeah, you shouldn't weird. Be doing it.
You like, think it.
Yeah, you gotta, sometimes I remember, like, one time, I got two things for this. One, the walking in front of a construction site, my gym that I go to up the street from here, a lot of homeless people, and I'm now always tensed up when I walk by because one time some dude I was walking, and he's like, yo, what the fuck are you looking at? And I was like, what? Because I didn't hear
him. About this on the podcast.
Yeah, and he wanted to fight me, and I was like, what? And I just kept walking, and now I'm always like on edge a little bit because I'm like, if I see somebody and they're just like, they're talking to me, I'm going to have to fight them. So, and now I'm like, I know, I should just run away because I can run really fast. But... that so like it's annoying because now at all times I go to the gym, I'm like, fuck, I gotta fucking fight somebody on the way to the gym today possibly, and it just adds unnecessary pressure to
even just
minuscule
like,
situation.
Yeah, just like walking down the street by myself sometimes is like, okay, am I gonna get like harassed today? Like should I, like, and even if I'm alone at night, like I'll have my phone like with like 911 on speed dial. Like that's even a joke. Like
really,
that's like legit fears that girls have to deal with. So I don't think that guys realize that. And it's just literally stemming from little things like street harassment because you don't know which guy's gonna take it too far and like.
Well,
touch
sure.
you or because I've had guys come up to me and like grab me and ask me to literally go to their apartment so they can have sex with me and film it. I don't know you.
These are the craziest like, situations you go to.
And it's not even that uncommon. I'm sure you could ask any girl that you know and they'll have like a story like that.
That's wild.
Yeah, that
he's like, you're really pretty.
It didn't work.
How do you look without clothes on? I was like, what?
So people in Tinder exist in real life.
Yeah.
It's really intense, actually. Like, I think it takes a special kind of person who has a missing a certain part of their brain to do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate that it does exist, and it does. I think it raises a lot of a lot of issues in women that they shouldn't have. Just because of, like, it's like anyone who's like crazy like on the street too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it could be anyone. Like you could be a well-adjusted person who has a job and still be completely fucked.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just, and it's like because they can like wear like clothes that are like clean and like take care of themselves, it kind of makes everyone look really bad.
Yeah.
Because, like you could see like, any guy on the street and be like, that guy, he could be, like that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. And, like, it kind of makes everyone look bad on each side. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with, like, people, like, girls who, like, act stupid. It makes them all kind of look bad together. Yeah. But we should really look at people more, not generalizations of gender, but, like, people as individuals.
Yeah.
Am I smart? I think so.
A little bit.
I For the most part, I agree. Yeah. Some guys take it way too far. Mm-hmm. But oh, yeah. I would be lying if I said that all three of us did not to that extreme, but like go on Tinder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're literally judging people by their looks.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's literally just...
Oh, yeah. No,
I think that's a different thing because, like, those girls put themselves, on that there. App and that they know what the function of that app is. Yeah.
I think it more stems from... there's this one person who said something that, like, on a podcast, like, I listened to years and years ago, but it always stems with me. It's like, you can't help what you think. Because the mind thinks of whatever. Like, you could be like, oh, man, scat porn's fucked up. And then you start thinking of images of scat porn. Like, and now you're like, are you like, am I into this because I thought of it? Like, no, you can't help what you think, but you can decide what you do.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, no matter what, people are going to judge each other. I'm going to see some girl on the street and I'd be like, man, that girl is, I'm going to wife that. I need to wife that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go up to her and be like, yo, what up, honey? I'm going to wife you. You are mine now.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I'm adjusted enough.
It's kind of funny because I sent a girl a message on Tinder that was like, I was feeling a little knocking signs around. I don't know. It wasn't the most appropriate message, but she gave me her number. Like,
there's a game to play. There is a game to play.
There's like, I don't know, but it's like, it was pretty, what I said was pretty bad. Like, is it creepy? Like, I'd probably ask and you guys would be like,
okay,
yeah.
Throw it out there. Do you feel comfortable throwing it out there?
He sent it to us.
Post it on thread.
Okay, so then, yeah, just say it on podcast.
Yeah, fuck. Okay.
Unless she listens to this, then maybe.
Which
not.
I doubt, because I don't know. Anyways, so her thing was like, oh, I'm in court right now. And I was just like, oh, like, no, I don't want to say it.
Oh, man, Nick, you're thinking of me now. This is what the problem is.
All right, yeah, so I'll just tell you, because I've said worse. I was just like, oh, like, I'm not a lawyer, but like, I can get you off. Like, you know,
okay.
It's kind of like a Fall Out Boy song.
It is a Fall Out Boy song.
So like, it's not so bad, right?
Yeah.
And she's just like, she lit her back like, ew. And then I managed, and now I have her number.
That's how it goes.
Like,
it could be one of those individual things you're talking about.
Yeah. But
I think some girls do get off on that.
And like attention from and some negative guys, attention from guys.
Yeah, and some guys get off on negative attention from girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because there are girls who do post like naked pictures of themselves on like Instagram just for,
and we know,
like,
them personally. We do.
Yeah. Well, it's not. Yeah, but like, it's just like for the attention. Yeah. Any kind of attention is attention, right? Like, it's like any publicity is good publicity, kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they like the way it feels.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Is that? And there are people who like say like it's empowering for women to be like strippers or something like that. You hear that? Or something like that. It's like.
Yeah, that's weird.
You've never heard that before?
I've heard that. Because it's like, I control my sex.
Yeah. I've heard something like...
So everything's kind of... It depends.
Yeah. Because actually, one of my friends, she was saying she wants to interview Beyonce mm-hmm. and for some video, and she had some dancers who were like strippers or pole dancing or strippers. I don't know. Anyways, she was watching them. She's like... And she said, damn, I wish I could do that for my man or something. And then my friend said... Then I started thinking about that and being like... But that's like, you know, against all being, you know, it being for a woman, doing it for a man. But she thought about it again and was like, but I'm just doing this for somebody who I like.
Yeah.
Because I like them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't make it demeaning. It's only demeaning if you think about it. Like, if you think it's demeaning, then it's demeaning. But if it's not, if you're doing, you know, something for somebody you like, then it's totally different. Like,
mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you think being a stripper is empowering, then you have more power to you. Be a stripper. But if you don't want to throw your clothes off and do whatever, then don't.
Yeah.
Like, I like to wear slimmer pants because I like how they look. But it doesn't make me a faggot.
I think it goes back to, like, Dooley's all-encompassing advice. Do what you want.
Do what you want.
Do you.
Do whatever you want. And also goes to, it depends.
It depends.
It depends.
There's always an it depends to everything.
Yeah.
Everything, like, it's all subjective, right? That's why it's so hard to, like... That's why they have, like, people who argue, like, who think differently than you do. Like, how boring would it be if everyone agreed?
Yeah.
Not to say that people come up to you being like, I want to have sex with you on camera in my house right now. Like, say that. That's wrong because that's offensive to you. But if you were like, that sounds like fun, and you went, it'd be like, all the power to you.
You
got to
think it works one in every 1,000 times. Maybe.
Yeah, that guy's probably just like,
there is probably someone in Toronto that you go up to. And
yeah, but still don't do that on there. Just please do it on, like, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should be a forum where you can, like, go.
You can meet each other.
Craigslist has it.
Yeah. Don't go up to random girls on the street and grab them and
no.
Because, like,
That guy's probably sitting with his friends, like, how did you seize the day today? Like, wow, this girl.
Yeah.
This girl was really beautiful.
It's kind of creepy.
It was so weird.
Actually, really, it's really creepy.
It is so creepy.
Yeah, is it creepy? It
yeah.
is. It's definitely the creepiest.
Yeah. What's interesting though is like I asked you, Gavin, this, and you're like, no. But sometimes I'm on edge too. Like with you know, you're always like wondering if there's like crazy people around. You have to like you have 911 on speed dial. For you, it's like terrifying that way. I'm always like, is somebody going to try to attack me or something? Like that. I always think that too.
Well, I think I said this on another podcast. It was like life is full of situation. Like there isn't very many situations that are not out of your control, but you can't handle.
Yeah.
Like if someone's like, I'm going to fight you, be like, no, and just like walk away. Like
yeah,
kind of thing.
Like sometimes you're not. Sometimes,
I saw a GIF on that. It was like how in high school you'd be like, teacher, the bullies are bullying me, and they're like, oh well. Just walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then it showed a picture of all the bullies just following him. And just like,
well, somebody posted that, and there's that the gif of the hippo, and all the lines are just jumping on top of it. And the hippo just keeps walking. It's like, that's not. It doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
Literally, the bullies are attacking.
Well, walking away was just an example.
I just thought it was funny.
It is tough, though, but yeah, we live in a crazy world with crazy people. Stop being so crazy.
Mm. Yeah, a little people are different though. Like you're. A victim to your circumstance of everything that happens in your life. You are in the accumulation of everything that's ever been happened to you, right?
I guess so. This is getting so broad that you're like, it feels like you're just diffusing the situation, though.
That's what I'm really good at. Yeah. If there's a situation where I fuck up, I can turn it around.
You can just diffuse it?
Like, if like I'm not a lawyer, but like I can get you off.
Just don't make sure you don't approach girls and ask them to fuck you in their house.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like maybe after like
God damn it, Nick, just fucking say it.
Just don't do it. Yeah, don't assume she's going to say first. Yes. Yes.
And then ask
or at least just...
What's your name?
Just be like, you know, at least be a little less brash with it. You know? Yes. Be like, hi, my name is this, blah, blah, blah. You know? Formalities, those are nice. I like to be formal with people, but people are like, oh man, you're too formal.
Let's narrow down a bit or get back on track.
On track.
I don't know if Caroline brought up her topic or not. Was that
the topic? I don't think she's specifically like hard.
All right, let's do it.
I want to talk about this too.
Yeah, because we're at 106 right now.
An hour and six minutes.
Oh my gosh. This is the longest pod and it's going on for a lot longer.
Longer every week. We got to start fairing.
No, we went down a little bit and then every time we have a guest, it just, and anytime we have a deep topic, it just gets intense.
All right, so we're going to let Caroline go. And there's a few more things, but okay, go.
So I kind of wanted to touch on Robin Williams again and like, yes, may he rest in peace. Suicide and like depression. Do you think that Robin Williams' death will like open up the conversation like seriously about mental health? Or do you think it's like the Kony 2012 thing? Like, yeah, Kony 2012, everyone spam like every social media, but then no one ever actually understands the situation or makes an effort to.
I think there's a level of superficiality that comes with social media and topics like that.
Yeah.
I
can
open up the topic. I don't know if it would though. Like
I have a counter to that. Actually, right. I think it does. I think it's actually, you know, as shitty as it sounds, I think Robin Williams dying, especially somebody who's so like a well, like much loved person, mm-hmm. all his characters, you know, really a big character in a lot of '90s kids' lives, '80s kids. His death, I think it really does help mental awareness. Mental.
Is there not awareness though?
I think there's awareness, but like not education.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, no education for anything though.
No, I think. Well, I don't know. I think people get better at as time goes on. But this was really a big step forward because there's, you know, like I've said, I like to peruse around and it's things that I don't understand so much to try to get a better perspective. And I remember I used to be pretty dismissive about mental issues and stuff. So I would be like, you know, if you're depressed, man, just like start doing happy things. Like, and I started looking into, and Reddit helps a lot with that. And I just go stumbling random Reddits of like depression. Sad Comics is actually one that I subscribe to right now that I really like a lot because it gives me a better idea of things that are happening with people.
Okay.
There's two specific comics that help me understand a lot. There's a Hyperbole and a Half. It's a, if you want to look it up at all, but it's a dude who makes these really cheesy comics, but he like goofy looking comics about how he went through depression.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like the whole thing is like, go do something. He's like, no, it's like, but you're just going to get more sad. It's like, I know it's like, you're
it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. And they're just like, and they're just getting, it's like, get up. It's like, no, why? It's like, because I'm sad. It's like, but you're not going to accomplish anything. It's like, I know that makes me real sad.
Yeah.
And understanding that whole endless cycle of, you know, that it helped me get an idea of like, okay, this is actually how it is. You shouldn't be a dick to these people. Like, you can't just snap out of it. And there's another actually, there's all comics that I see that probably say the most, maybe just because I'm a fucking child, but there's an owl, and they're like, that one popped up a lot after Robin Williams died, and I saw that a few months ago, and I was like, man, this is good, because it was in a little story of an owl, and he says, you're a person who's depressed and gonna commit suicide, but you're still hanging on, you're still alive, like, more power to you, like, you're freaking strong. If you're like literally hanging off a cliff by one pinky, but you're still holding on, it's like, no, what I'm gonna give you is a stick, and this stick is gonna help you. And it's like, all you need is a stick, because like, you have everything else inside of you, and like, that will help you get out of depression. And that gave me a lot of perspective of like, yeah, these people just need like helping hand in some way. This, you know, venting and or just need to talk, or just need to get them out of the element. You know, like, I try to, if people feel really down and out, I try to like offer as much insight I have and possibly, you know, go out of my way to get them started. You know, if you can get their ball rolling, a lot of times people can get their own momentum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, you don't learn to ride a bike by somebody just putting on a bike and then just dropping you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you need somebody to actually roll you to the start, and then you start pedaling, and you're like, "Dad, I did it." And then you know,
you cry and you hug, yeah.
And then you stand up on the ledge and go rock and roll to everyone. And so yeah,
I love that video with the kid.
Oh yeah, see, like, that's an inspiring video, and like, yeah. That definitely probably helped people out with this little kid, just being like, "You want to do something in your life? Just ride your bike and do it."
I used to see a therapist. I used to have a lot of like negative eating, like problems with like that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I think it's because I kind of like dug myself out of it that I'm all like the way I am now.
Yeah.
Because like, I know there's all awareness, and like, I didn't really understand it myself. And like, I went to see the doctors and stuff, and they're like, take these pills. And I'm like, well, these didn't really work for me, kind of thing. So yeah. I just kind of like made like everything is like a little bit at a time kind of thing. Like, a little bit of percentage. Like, you can't just like eat healthy and then you're going to be healthy. It's like, yeah. You'd be healthy, exercise, and you got to do everything like you need to do. It's like, it's all an accumulation of things that you put together to become like a whole.
Yeah.
Of like healthy and like wellness kind of thing. Right. And it's like all the balance. And forget where I was going with this.
Pills, doctor.
Yeah. It
didn't work.
I don't know. It didn't work. And then I tried to find other ways and like kind of learn about yourself and like why things with you are the way they are.
Yeah.
And like where you come from and like what you can do to change it. Like, you really need to kind of get to the bottom of yourself before you can get better.
Get up. Yeah. Well, like, you know, there's like a J.K. Rowling quote or something. It's like, the bottom is where I built my foundation to start my life. Like, I think, I think people do need times where you go down, and then there's a lot of self.
You really need to just start at the bottom.
Yeah.
Someone wise once said, the view from the ground ain't so bad.
God,
it's the only place I know I won't be looking down. So.
Yeah, okay, Gavin, you can.
Rest in peace in life.
Yeah.
A fucking genius. I said it before, JK, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. No, you should. Better quote for you is, the dark beans are dark like me. That's the new work.
I think Robin Williams' suicide will help a few people.
Yeah.
For sure. It might raise a bit of awareness, but the world we live in now is a world where people, it's big news. Everyone gets their tweets out and their Facebook statuses out, and then the next day they're on to posting more pictures of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
caring
yeah.
about themselves only.
Yeah.
So it will not, on a big scale, no, but a few people will take it to heart and a few people will learn from it. And I think that's all that really matters.
I guess so.
What's your perspective, Caroline?
Well, not sorry. That's not all that really matters. But it does. It's good that it helps. The few.
I was watching like a few like memorial videos on YouTube or whatever of Robin Williams, and like on almost every single one of the top comments was, "Well, he was rich. What did he have to be sad about?"
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I hope that those people take like a second to actually look at what depression is, because that's like the equivalent of saying like, that person is rich, why do they have cancer? Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, how could they have cancer if they're rich?
Or like, how could you be happy if somebody out there is happier?
Yeah. Like, or like, some people have it worse than you, and I'm just like,
I used to say that too, and I'm like, man, I was so fucking stupid.
Well, no, and now you've educated yourself. Yeah, and that's like, the difference. Yeah. People who take like the time to actually learn what it's about, because I've had people be like, well, just like, you know, get outside and do stuff. And I'm like, you don't understand that I literally can't motivate myself to like get up out of bed and like take a shower.
Or, so
like,
what would be good advice to give somebody in that situation? What would you say to them?
You should offer them like an outlet. So either like be like, hey, a lot of times people who are depressed don't realize they're depressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even if you're just like, hey, I think that you maybe should like see someone. There's a lot of hotlines and stuff that you can call to just be like, hey, I don't know. Like,
how would you motivate yourself to call those hotlines?
A lot of the times what my friends did for me was they would literally open up this discussion for me and act as like a therapist. Yeah. And then my mom was actually like, get in the car. I'm taking you to the doctor right now. Yeah. Like,
you fear though, like one fear I always have is people get defensive about it. If you
the
like,
stigma,
bring it up, right? And then people are like, no, I'm not that.
Yeah. One of my friends.
Like, fuck you. Like, and it's, you know, it gets, and then you fear that, like, I guess, get over it and do it.
I would just do it, especially if they're like a friend. You can't just sit there and watch your friend like struggle with this and not step up and be like, I know that you can't see it in yourself, but like I can see it in you. I told my one friend that she needs help and she was like, I'm not crazy. I don't need help. And I was like, you're right. You're not crazy. You just have a mental health disorder that you need to get treated. It's like, oh, I don't have West Nile. I don't need like a vaccine. I'm fine. I don't have Ebola. But it's like people don't think of it as like a real illness.
Yeah.
They think of it more as like, I don't know, you can just get over it.
Feeling weird, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to be 100% all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really funny. Because like, stupid. You're not supposed to be like, everyone's like, are you okay? And it's like, yeah. Like you have to be okay like all the time. Like one day you're like not, it's like your whole, you're not right at all.
Yeah.
So it's like people have off days, like, and some people just don't understand.
Yeah. And you have to start to recognize, like, am I just sad because of something that's valid? Like, did my dog die or something? Yeah. Like, am I sad for a reason? And if you look and you're like, what am I sad about? And you literally can't find something that you're sad about, but you're still really sad, then there's probably a problem.
Yeah.
I think we have it really hard because this is another thing I learned on Saturday from my spirit class. I did say we were born to a world that we didn't build ourselves, that we don't understand. Like, because, like, these chairs, like, these have been developed for this, like, microphones, refrigerators, like, all these things. And you're born and you didn't build it yourself. So you don't really understand, like, how you fit into the world. Because all these buildings, all these careers, jobs, stigmas already existed before you were there. And you come into the world and you're trying to figure it all out. And you really can't. Because it doesn't really, because you weren't there from the beginning, kind of thing. And I forget where this came from before, but it's hard to fit into the world, and especially like with things like stigmas and like that, and that's why people kind of behave that way, is because they don't really fit into the world that they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never got into Days of Our Lives. What was the other one? Young and the Restless. I tried to watch that for like 2 weeks, and my friend helped me out with the character names, but it's just like there's like 40 years that I have to catch up on.
Downton Abbey.
But how'd you get into Doctor Who? Isn't the show been on since like the 20s?
Yeah, but they like rebooted it.
You don't really have to watch the originals to get the new ones.
I just don't want to get into it because the fandom seems like, ugh.
Yeah.
I watched an episode of a TV show today. I wasn't really paying attention because I was cooking.
That's good.
Yeah. I have a hard time watching TV. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great, it's funny shows. I want to go back. One thing is last... this mental issue, stigma, depression, stuff like that. Like sometimes it is nice to be sad, which I want to bring up. Like not depressed, but just like Nick, you're saying, not everyone doesn't have to be 100% all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I will just be like, you know what? I'm sad right now and I just want to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let myself be so sad right now.
Like when you cry and you like think of the saddest thing ever to make yourself keep crying.
Yeah. Are you like, you know what? I'm going to throw on this tune right now. I'm just going to make myself sadder and sadder and sadder and sadder until you're like, this is what it feels like. And yeah,
oh my
there
God,
you go.
You have a sad
place. No, I have a sad place I made on Saturday after our quest because I was feeling so introspective and so like, I was like, I need to hear sad songs right now. I need to feel.
Yeah. Sometimes I need to feel. Yeah. I'll throw on Dallas Green, Bring Me Your Love.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh God, I feel like what? And
but at what point is it too much?
Well, you got to make sure that you don't wallow in it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to wallow in, you don't want to be up on a high all the time, too, because that's just people who are, you fiend off it, and people I find become, like, hedonistic, where they will just search for happiness and pleasure all the times with, like, without a means. Mm-hmm. You know, like, some people will just be like, I don't want to get a job because I'm happy doing whatever I'm doing, but let me just chase this cheap, like, you don't...
Like, instant gratification doesn't mean anything.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like... You know, sometimes you do have to struggle to achieve something.
Yeah.
And so you know, suffering is sometimes.
I like that. You've added some light into some of my thoughts.
Yeah. One thing I just want to bring up specifically too, since we were all fans of this guy, Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking through again of Instagram posts of where he on cue cards he wrote all these things or on napkins. And I read it recently again. And I was like, man, this was so, like, it was so such a real publicity stunt kind of thing that everyone took it as. And he was like, no, this, like, he's, you know, he just put himself out there.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, I'm sad. I'm scared this won't do, you know, I won't do well. I'm scared about this. I'm scared about that. I fear this. Like, I didn't quit community to become a rapper. Like, I community to be happy. Like, mm-hmm. I did all this stuff. And I'm like, that is, like, super eye-opening. And I think, like, at that time, too, when his album came out, and I was listening to Tyler, the Creator's album came out too, and I was like really into like the sad rap mature things, like mm-hmm. like let me look inside myself, am I really happy, am I who I want to be, what do I want to do, where am I, and like that's kind of like this quarter life crisis that we all go through anyways, and it was just really good to find out like when people you look up to or people who are famous and who have a, you know, a louder voice than everyone else
mm-hmm.
talk about these things, I think it helps a lot. That's why, you know, the Robin Williams, him dying, he did, like, that's such a big boom
mm-hmm.
that even if it's just a small percentage, 1%, that's one more percent than we had the other day.
Exactly.
So I think it does matter a lot. And, like, you know, with this new thing now, Robin Williams is all sending over an ALS Ice Bucket Challenge or something yeah. now, the new weekly trend. And it's like that at its core is a charity event. Mm-hmm. So if people are doing it like charity event, then sure. But, like, if it becomes
is
like...
Is someone waiting to go in here after us? We're supposed to be done at 6:30. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we're gonna wrap up anyways. But yeah. I think it is.
Sorry to totally
good.
Turn you off.
No. I think it is good though that you know people. There's like a you know big boom that happens if people as long as they keep it in the positive, the real. You know.
It's important to be grounded in like
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just you know take it forward in the real intentions. Don't just people. I feel I find are caught up too much in. I need likes, I need posts, I need yeah. tweets, yeah. I need retweets, whatever like that. Like, fuck that shit. Like, who cares if no one... If, you know, if something that you've done creatively and you want people to see, then yeah, chase mm-hmm. that. But if it's something that you're just chasing a high of, like, people saw this, like...
Yeah.
Pull back a little bit, like, do things for yourselves rather... Or, I guess, do things for in a good intention rather than just personal hedonism and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I got, like, two more things to do. We don't have a girl on the show often... Is there anything you want to ask a girl specifically?
Oh, man. So many things.
Okay.
Everything.
Just like quick fire. Like, okay, we were talking about girl on the street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Girl on the street, girl. What do we do?
What quickly. Do you do?
How do I talk to a girl on the street?
I don't know. Just genuinely seem interested in her personally. Not necessarily like... just be like, hey, I don't know if she has like a certain kind of bag. Be like, oh, where do you go to school? I don't know. Something like that. But okay. like, don't just be like, hey, look at your body. I'm objectifying it. It looks nice. I want to look at it more. Like, I don't know. Be interested in her personality.
Man, there's so many questions.
I don't know. So many questions.
Quiet. There's so many questions.
I did. I said we should go comb over old episodes and find girl questions.
Girl questions? Oh, man.
I think we all know God. Girls, though. Right?
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah, it's true. But it's like having a podcast. Nothing to say that you're not super important. I don't
ask anything. Well,
like,
God.
It's like not like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Carolyn's like the third girl I've met in my life. So, oh, okay. yeah. I guess I know two more.
Yeah.
My mom.
And your sister.
That's it. Don't work with any girls.
So I guess there's nothing like that.
Well, I don't know. Let's. Caroline, do you have an Is It Creepy?
Do I have an Is It Creepy?
Yeah, because this, I think, would be interesting. Because we're like, guys do a lot of creepy things. I want to know what girls do that they're like, is this
That's
creepy?
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm on their high horse. Like, nothing I do is creepy. I'm a girl.
Do you go to Instagram and look at random guys' things? And
not just, guys. I do look at other girls' Instagrams, so.
See, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. Guys have, like, we're all looking at the same thing. Like, girls don't have to look at guys because guys are fucking ugly.
But usually I just look at them because I'm like, oh, I like the way she does her makeup. Or, oh, like, yeah. Oh, she wears nice clothes.
I do that, too, but I'm, like also sexually charged.
Oh. I guess in a way. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, but like...
I had this problem on the weekend I was asking about if I'm allowed to do. On Instagram Explorer, there's this makeup artist Instagram that pops up all the time. And that girl is so attractive. Yeah. And I'm like, do I follow it? Because it's just a makeup blog. She's so attractive, and I like the way she does her makeup and all this stuff.
You can follow it. That's not creepy. But that's,
like, the reason it shows up on my thing is because all, like, your my family, friends, girls, they all follow it to enter her contest.
Oh, okay.
So, like, yeah. If I follow it, they'd be like, oh, what does Karthik follow? What? Why does he follow this? They'd be like,
I don't know. I've seen, like, guys, like, on the news part or whatever, where it's like, oh, your friend liked this picture. Oh, and it's literally, like, this guy liked this girl's like ass. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well,
yeah, I make sure I don't like those. I just look at them and then leave it. Because I know people are going to see it.
That's a secret.
So I don't think it's creepy that you would follow her. I don't think that's creepy.
Oh, man.
Was any of the...
I had someone, a girl, like a photo from 133 weeks ago.
The same girl liked both of our shit.
Yeah,
that's kind of creepy.
But is she like a fangirl girl? On them.
Oh, and commented.
Just like, oh, you just met her though. I think that's you have like a small window.
Yeah, 133
weeks.
Well, I think it's you have a window.
If you're on the grid form, I mean, like
I posted 650 pictures.
On Instagram. Okay, then that's like a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
then that's far back. That's far back.
I don't know, but I think like I have people sometimes just, like comment on a picture of my long hair that I like just met. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I know that everyone freaking lurks, you know. So I think it's like, it's not really creepy because you do it too. You just don't post anything. Because I know Gavin's accidentally liked an old picture. Or I think Nick.
It was me.
It was you? Yeah, there you go. So.
I don't know.
What are you talking about, homie? What you saying, homie?
Things I said to that girl were so bad that I couldn't believe she would still talk to me.
The girl
I think
that
I
likes
asked her what it kind of feels like, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's like, a little weird.
That's weird, yeah.
So that's creepy.
That
yeah,
is creepy.
Nick, you're definitely the creepiest. Yeah.
She licked my shit after.
That's true.
So who's the real creep?
Okay, lastly, was anything about you on this podcast actually creepy?
Oh, yeah, that
no,
was
No, it wasn't creepy. I don't know. I mean, it was kind of like...
Kind of creepy.
No, not. I wouldn't say creepy.
I think we might have said it was creepy... But I don't know if a girl, you specifically.
If I specifically thought it was creepy? I don't know. I didn't think it was creepy. I don't know. I kind of just justified what was happening in my brain. Like, when you followed me on Tumblr, I was like, oh, like, that's not weird. Like, but here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. Okay. I don't know, like, the follow or, like, friend etiquette. Like, I will never, ever follow you first or friend you first on Facebook. Same. Ever. Even if I know you for, like, 7 years, I won't do that.
I think, like, then I think it was on your Facebook or something, and you have like some like a tiny friend count too or something.
Yeah, I don't. I have like 90 friends.
Like I have like 90. Like I have like 500, and half the people I don't know, and I want to delete them. And I'm like, man, it's so much work. I don't even use Facebook. Not like
it's just easier to delete yourself. Like, yeah, you hate the world and you want to kill everybody, but it's easier just to kill yourself.
Like, I'm like, Carolyn is so good. She actually uses Facebook because she has people that she actually cares about and talks to.
Yeah, I'll never add you first. So I thought that maybe that was just like the normal etiquette. Like, okay.
I talked to you on my podcast, and I'm going to follow you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gavin had team follow back in his name.
Yeah, welcome to the live.
I felt so creepy.
Anyway, it wasn't that creepy to me. I just thought, I was like, oh, that must be normal. I don't know. So I followed you back because I was like, okay, well.
Here we are. We're doing this. We following each other.
Cool. Exactly.
Well, I guess I'm not creepy anymore.
Yeah, so. I'm glad we...
It wasn't that creepy. Yeah. It was so more
guys,
like...
You guys are... formally introduced now, which is nice because before Gavin, we went. This podcast is definitely an audio log of Gavin and Caroline being total strangers.
Yeah,
to now being total podcast mates.
Total podcast.
Shook your hand. You're like, we're gonna shake hands. Like, I said, I didn't know you. Fine, because I don't normally shake girls' hands. I won't do it.
Oh man, I shake
everyone. Yeah, I actually was kind of like, okay, what do I do? Like, because I have mild social anxiety, so I was like, I don't know how to like approach the situation. Oh, yeah. And I'm like asking my friends.
I think
like,
everyone has like mild social anxiety.
I was like, do I hug them? Do I like shake their hands? Is that weird?
I think it just depends on you as a person.
Yeah. Some people are huggy people.
That's you ask people this?
Yeah. I'm really weird. I don't know.
No, I like
I don't meet new people that often.
Yeah. If someone is like if I if there's like three people like together and there's someone new, like a fourth person, and I hug all three people,
yeah.
And I go to them, I'm like, well, we're just gonna hug. Like, I'll just be like, I'll diffuse the tension too. I'll be like, well, it's nice to meet you. Like, I don't know, hug everybody else. Like, yeah, there's a hug for you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I find it, you make it less awkward by literally stating the awkward thing. You're like, this is awkward, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you just instantly kill it because the awkwardness is the unsaid.
I'm like, do you think this is weird? And they'll be like, and I'll be like, no, it's not. I'll be like, come here. Yeah, that's I don't know. I'm like a.
But you can't. Yeah,
you're
risk.
Good in social situations like that.
Sometimes I'm.
Well, sometimes you risk this. The problem of you're like, let's hug, soulmates. And then somebody doesn't want to hug you. And you're like, oh man, I just.
Hugging. It's funny because hugging is such an intimate thing. And like, I've never had one be like.
Depends on the kind of hug, too.
Yeah.
If some people put my body against your body and put my arms around you, that's pretty intense.
Well, like, if you like do like the full body hug, but if you're just like the pat on the back type deal.
Like that homie, like that, what up, boom, like, you know, that.
No, that's different, though. That's like cool. That's like half hug. That's his own thing. All right, we should wrap this up because this is forever.
I have no idea if anyone's waiting, but.
Yeah, I feel bad.
There's an hour and 30 minutes.
Holy
shit. So, Caroline Arian, when you listen back to this. Enjoy.
Deacon and Samantha.
I forgot those guys. Right.
Deacon and Samantha are Caroline and Arian. You're middle.
Oh, my.
No.
Damn it.
You should have said yes.
It's not. I mean, Arian's yes.
Middle name is definitely Deacon now.
All right, signing off. This is Gavin Sutton.
At Carthic Music.
What's my Twitter?
Do you have
anything at Caroline segment. I think that's my
Caroline what?
At Carlene Wills.
Not Carlene Wills.
Rest in peace, Carlene Wills.
Rest in peace. I think it's Caroline segment.
Caroline segment, yeah.
Segment?
Oh, cool. Nick?
Nicholas the Human on Instagram. Yeah. Like my pictures from 133 weeks ago.
I will.
All right. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Oh, God.
Your move, Chief.
Peace and love.
Gonna cry.
Your move. It's not your fault.
The beans are dark like beans.
It's not your fault, Carthen.
Dark beans.
It's not your fault.